May the heaven be unlocked tonight in our midst. And may we as men and women of God hear your voice and understand the mission that you have us on. I thank you for every ministry that is here, every person that has their soul. May the harvest overtake them. We thank you this night. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for a fresh anointing. We thank you for rest in the Holy Ghost. We thank you that we have ears to hear, hearts to receive, mind to think like you. We praise you tonight. Holy Father, thank you for moving through this place. Thank you for lifting every minister, every ministry tonight to another level. Thank you that the wisdom that they need will be applied to their lives individually and ministry-wise. Thank you for people around the world who couldn't get here, but they're tuning in with us tonight. Thank you, revelation knowledge will flow through my mouth, through my heart, through my mind, through a fresh anointing that we are recognized we've been in your presence. Oh my, you're a good God. Oh my, you're a big God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Woo. You may be seated. Let me give you a synoptic review from this morning. I want to run into some things tonight from that. We talked about in the spirit world how to open supernatural eavesdropping. We talked about that. And you get the tape from this morning. And there's the ability to have what you call divine persuasion released. You who are not here, take those notes. Divine, and we're talking about praying in the spirit, but I just want to bring it up because I don't want to be adjusted to nothing. I just want to keep flowing. And this is the way you tell me to do it tonight. How to release divine persuasion. We talked about that you can press your faith into a new dimension. You remember? And then it's so important because where we're going tonight, we're going into train you how to deal with captivity and how to set yourself free and set people free. There are some principles that the Lord wants to get in tonight. And to do that, and to go where we're going tonight, you've had to put your senses in the right, in their right places. In other words, your senses can't go there. Your senses scream sometimes. When God starts revealing himself, the senses start screaming because they're not capable of carrying God. Your senses are not capable of carrying God, not in his full potential. And then there's a place where in the spirit where your love can operate beyond measure. So important. Are you hearing me? And we talk about unfolding the exceeding riches of his grace and how to bring forth the unsearchable riches of Christ. And this morning we got on the inside of Christ. Got on the inside of his mind. The inside of his heart. The inside of his spirit. And we had the opportunity to know how he see things. Huh? And then we talk about tapping into the manifold wisdom of God. Ezekiel chapter 37. If you're going to talk about supernatural ministry, Ezekiel must be included. I want to give you some things Ezekiel chapter 37, the hand of the Lord, verse 1. I'm going to enjoy preaching this. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Make a note of that in your mind, because we're gonna peel that apart. That need to be peeled. That's going to put another notch in your anointing tonight. The hand of the Lord was upon me. We'll get to it. And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Notice the hand of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord. And set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bone. Now, there's one here I didn't see. And it seemed like the Holy Ghost wanted me to say a word about it before I finish reading. I saw the hand of the Lord, and I saw the Spirit carrying us, but I didn't see him set us down. And now sometime, not from a negative connotation, sometime it's time to set out. Be still and know I'm God. And sometime you got to wait on him. How many of y'all know that? Yeah, he set me down. And he set you down sometime in a position you know you can't get out. Oh, y'all. All right. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Now notice verse 3, because we'll pull something from here that will help you and enhance and advance your ministry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Now you already know what he's going to do. Just like Jesus in John 6:4. See, sometimes God tests you. Can these bones live? And then now you pull out 9 scriptures. And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto the bone, and say unto them, O you dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, notice God said it to them, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And you shall know. Not only shall you live, you're not living till you know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I was what? Commanded. And you see, God just never talking. When he said do something, that's a command. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bone came together, bone to bone. Now that's where we lose the whole revelation right there. That's where we used to lose the whole revelation. Get with them bones right there. That's it. Missed the whole revelation. Y'all preachers don't want to talk to me tonight. And some of y'all done preached this before. And when I beheld, Lord, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said to me, second time, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Now watch what he says here, because it's very important what I'm going to teach you tonight. Thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds. Old breath, that's very important. But I'm going to share with you about that tonight. Very important. You're going to be calling them wind, partner. You're going to call them in your ministry. The four wind, old breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I, verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Verse 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, we're cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I opened your grave, O my people, and brought you out of your grave. And then verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's look at some highlight principles and point from this. I don't know how far I'm going to get. I'm going to get just as drunk as I can get up here tonight. Because I already feel it. I already feel like acting up. Right now, I feel like acting up. Because, my goodness, I feel like acting up. Because I feel a spirit, man. Oh, Jesus. I feel like acting up. I'm sore. My heart is rejoicing, bubbling like new wine. And when you hear this first statement I'm going to make, your ministry is going to take a leap. God can turn any situation around. Y'all better hear me up in here. Ministers need to know this. See, that's what this text is going to show us. God can turn, I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how dead it is. I don't care how long it's been like that. God can turn any situation around. I think we need to know that. How many of y'all think we need to know that? What I said? Do that include your situation? Are they too bad? You can get on a plane and go back home right now. We saw that right in this text we read. A situation that looked like it couldn't be turned around. There's some lesson we got to learn there. Here's another statement I want to give you that the Lord spoke to me from this. Never let the symptoms become a reality to your faith. You didn't hear what I said. Never let the symptom become a reality to your faith, because your faith has no respect for symptoms. When your faith really start moving, symptoms become silly. Why you even tried that? Why you even tried to lock my ministry down there? Why you even try to put that push against me? Don't you know the hand of the Lord is going to stop this thing? A lot of times, Satan sends symptoms, and we look at the symptom, even for our physical body, even for our finances, and something happened in our family. One of our siblings might not be on track all the way. That's all right. That's why he told us about the prodigal son. Yeah. Be faithful. Yeah. They're coming back. Yeah. Got to. God said, I'll contend with your children. That's the word, isn't it? And if all of us was fair to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit tonight, we know we have let symptoms sometime affect our faith. But anything that is against you, anything that is bringing curses in your life, is only a symptom of Satan trying to get you accepted as a fact. You take your faith and make the opposite a reality. Oh, dry bone. You have to, number three, you have to learn to shout when it looks like all the lights are out. These are the principles that the Holy Ghost was teaching me from that. And then, number four, then we're going to start breaking some things down. Number four, always aim to see what God sees in any given situation. Now those four things will take you a long route, boy, from now on, you know, because some of y'all stumbling in ministry at the symptom. So let's begin from Ezekiel 37 to deal with how to keep your ministry abiding in the supernatural power of God. But this is what happened here in this text is supernatural. And I want to begin with the hand of the Lord be on you. The hand of the Lord. He said, you see this first statement? In 1 Kings chapter 18. Oh, hallelujah. Let's drill a hole here. And then we're going to shout. 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loin and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now the hand of the Lord, you need to know what that means. Here in this text, it means mightily strengthen. Mightily strengthen. When one have the hand of the Lord upon them, they are mightily strengthened by the Lord. Amen. And you need mightily strength to be in the ministry. Yes, and then, in also in 1 Kings 18:46, the same voice look like. It means, hey, I'm on your side. Wow. And what the Bible say in Romans 8:31? If God is for you, who can be against you? Well, what did he say in Isaiah 41:10? Turn there. What did he say in Isaiah 41:10? Turn there. I want you to get it. Isaiah 41:10. That's a hand of the Lord on your scripture. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. Watch this. I will strengthen thee. Yeah. I will what? Yeah, I will do what else next? With what? That's what the hand of the Lord means. When the hand of the Lord upon you, that's what it means. Don't fear. Don't worry about nothing. I got my hand on you. You can't go down. They can't whoop you. They can't defeat you. They can't hold you out. They can't block you. The wall gonna fall. The river gonna open. The Red Sea gonna open. The Goliath gonna fall. The lion can't bite. The fire can't burn. You won't get drowned. I'm gonna put you on the ark. You got my hand on you. You're gonna have these discrepancies in the ministry. But don't be disturbed by the discrepancies. The discrepancy is going to become stepping stone for you. People who fight you are fuel for your victory. Got my hand on you. Oh, Lord. And you know this. You know, he said, mightily strengthened. And then he says, hey, I'm on your side. Now, in Israel, chapter 7, look there a minute. I got to deal with his hand, because you got to know what his hand means. Somebody help me. Just put Israel 7:28 up there. I'm not gonna, just put it up there. Israel 7:28. Huh? Israel. Israel. I said Isaiah? I just talk bad. Israel. 7:28. Israel. Y'all know y'all don't read that book. Wow. and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes, and I was strengthened at the hand of the Lord. My God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. That sounds like LTMA. But you notice that he was strengthened. So not only the hand of the Lord mean mightily strengthened, hey, I'm on your side, but it could be said, God is on my side. Yes. Say it. Think about every dilemma now you're having with your ministry. Your ministry seems like it don't want to get off the ground. Seems like the door don't want to open. Seems like a lot of gates and doors being shut on you. You must remind yourself in the spirit that God is on my side. That the hand of the Lord is upon me and that it will happen as he said. Then I want to show you. You got your shouting clothes? Yeah. You got your shouting clothes on, Jackie? Yeah. Turn to Acts chapter 11. I'm going to see if y'all got your shouting clothes on. Hallelujah. We're talking about supernatural ministry now. We ain't talking about no natural ministry. Acts chapter 11. We're just talking about the hand of the Lord be upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 11, verse 21. And if you don't shout when I give you this revelation, I'm stop preaching. How long have I been preaching? 10 minutes. I'm going to quit at 10 minutes. We're going to bring the inductee in and do the inductee in, and then we'll go on to the house. Now, I'm not going to preach to people who don't know when the end's up. Because all your problems about to fold their hand and bow down in your presence and say, I'm sorry. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for all your problems? Everything that against you, everything that against your ministry, everything that against your life, to get on his knees and say, I give up, I'm sorry. What I'm about to show you now is exactly what's going to happen in this house. Everything you brought here that was against you, going to bow down before you and say, I didn't know who I was messing with. I'm going to say something. When atmosphere and anointing meets, you will see another side of me tonight. A side that has been constipated. Not consecrated, constipated. Acts 11, 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. I want somebody to scream, change growth! That is right there. If you recognize the hand of the Lord is on you, your church is going to go to, your ministry is going to go to growing right now. No strategies. Come, child. No strategies. Just the hand of the Lord. I received it. That's $500. That's the hand of the Lord. No strategies. No book. No principles. No syllables. Just the hand of the Lord. That's a $2,500 check. No strategies. No seminar. No conference. Just the hand of the Lord. No commentaries. No translation. Just a hand of the Lord. We've been messing around with these translations and commentaries and all that. And we got what we need, the hand of the Lord. I still didn't tell you what's going to make you shout. Then Acts 11:21, you know what the hand of the Lord means? Are you ready for this? Stamp of approval. You have my stamp of approval, and when you're wearing my stamp, it's like wearing my seal. Yes. That means you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That means all the promises of God are yeah and amen, and you know it. Therefore, you cannot be stopped by nothing and no one forever the rest of your days. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Say it out loud, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Say it like this, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Wow! Now, let me ask you, what's going to happen the next time you preach, boy, girl? What? Stamp of approval. Mightily strengthened. Hey, I'm on your side. God is on my side. And I have his stamp of approval. It don't matter. Oh, my. It doesn't matter what nobody else say now. You done mess. You, let me say it my way. You done mess around and got God approval. All over. And to go into the spiritual dryness that have been set up in the church this day, only a person who's stamped with God approval and know it can bring life back. And bring the joy of the Lord back to his people. Make them dance when no music playing. Shout when nobody didn't say nothing. Run when nobody behind them. Just full of joy. Just full of joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because you know every problem is solved. Every enemy is stopped. Every sickness or disease must flee from my body. Every lack and limitation must die in my life. You know what I'm hearing? This is the day. This is the day what the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Yeah, you know that? Ooh, I'm glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Turn around 3 times and shout. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. Yes. Boy, we're about to start a revolution here now, boy. Because the Lord, I just saw something. Put your hand on somebody's shoulder and tell them that's the Lord's hand. I just want you to know how it feels. Put your hand on the shoulder and press a little bit now. Tell them that's the Lord's hand. You're not by yourself. You're not anything by yourself. You can't lose. The hand of the Lord is upon me, and I'm glad about it, and I'm about to shout about it, and I'm about to praise him. I know he can handle it. I know he can change it. I know he can make it happen. Any minister in here have a problem? The Lord gonna deal with it tonight. Any minister in here have an enemy? Somebody who shut some doors in their face, try to hold them back and talk about them. Anybody? The Lord gonna deal with it tonight. Wow, man! Wow! Wow! Let's go a little further. Come on, let's get your Bible. Let's go. Oh, man. Hey. My father anointing coming out of me. Hey. And carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. When you realize there is a position that the Word and the Holy Spirit can put you in, where you began to be carried by the Spirit, the Lord will never be heavy again. Because he said, my burdens are light and my yoke is easy. Your ministry has to be carried by the Spirit. Let me show you what happened to you. In being carried by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit said to me, tell them, you're talking about Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When the Spirit is carrying you, he's carrying you and leading you at the same time. You can't fall, and you can't be left behind. I'll be able to do a little dancing there. I can't fall. Man, this is the Holy Ghost, man. I can't fall, and I can't be left behind. Why? I'm carried by the Spirit. Tell me who can stop the Spirit from moving? Who can put a stop sign on my ministry now? Who can cut my ministry off now? I'm carried by the Spirit of God. Revelation. Chapter 21. Revelation. My God. We might be in Ezekiel the rest of the week, man. I'm not getting too far here. Revelation. Oh my God. Being carried by the Spirit, we're talking about, right? That's the second statement he made in his first voice in Ezekiel, right? And so you don't want to go in no dry bone without the hand of the Lord. You don't want to go in no spiritual dryness. And a lot of time, your churches, you got to deal with things. You got to have the hand of the Lord on you. And then you had to be carried. Right? Now, in Revelation 21:10. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of the heaven from God. I saw in the Spirit. He was John, that's why he said in Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit. He began to see things on earth that was happening in heaven. And then heaven started coming down toward him. When you get to the position in the Spirit to say, here come heaven. Here come heaven. Demons say, what he said? This joker, the demon talking, this joker seen in heaven. Let's get up out of here. Because you know, when he, the only one, was crucified, the heaven opened up. Hands started moving that had no bodies. Start cutting curtains in two. Dead in the grave, start raising them and nobody called them. And so when somebody operating in heavenly activities, you have to recognize them. They're seeing something you don't see. And that's where God calling us, ministers. That new Jerusalem come down to us. He's calling us to Mount Transfiguration. Experience where the inside comes to the outside. And you have so much manifestation and so much demonstration, somebody got to pay attention. Now, this is so crucial. I might have to close here. This is so crucial. I've been preaching about 40 minutes. This is so crucial. Time passed, huh? Go back to Ezekiel. This is so crucial. This is so crucial. So important in the realm of the Spirit. So important. I want you to hear it. The first verse, in the hand of the Lord was upon me, he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bone, and caused me to pass by them round about. See, he caused it. Sometimes God lets you see something. And behold, there were very many. This wasn't a small deal. In the open valley, probably millions. And lo, they were very dry. You imagine being in there with about 3 million dry bones scattered And then the question come to you. Oh my. I see this gonna be an explosion. When we say this, something gonna happen in here. Your ministry gonna leap to another level. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Shoot, I just won't say it then. I just won't say it. I said your ministry gonna leap to another level. Y'all got to respect the anointing now if you want the anointing to work for you. You gotta shout, fake a shout, just fake. Your anointing gonna leap to another, fake it on another level. Act like you're excited. Because I'm about to give you inside information on something you need to know here. The third voice. And this is where some of y'all got a problem at. Knowing when to shut up. You don't know when to shout and you don't know when to shut up. You got to learn how to shout, when to shout, when to shut up. He asked him, said, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Chapter 24, verse 9, Lord. It's a problem. Watch it. Watch what I'm about to show you now. This is ministerial wisdom. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Look at Ezekiel. Look at Ezekiel, man. Look at Ezekiel. And Ezekiel gave the right answer. And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. I don't know. You got to be able to admit you don't know so the Lord can tell you what to do. But if you act like you know what to do, the Lord gonna let you go and fall on your head until you come back. I've been there. You too. Jack, just see somebody trying to explain to God how them bones gonna live. He didn't ask for an answer. Let me tell you. Know when not to speak until God speak. If God do not speak, don't you say a word. Be still and know I'm God. Now, how am I going to do that? I'm going to show it to you. You want me to show it to you? Yes. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, I'm not saying this to brag or anything, but you are ahead of the average minister right now. That $2,000, $2,500, I feel like the money ain't here. I remember He come to me trembling one time. He been around a while now, but he come to me trembling. I think it was $500 that first time. He said, man, I ain't never getting nobody $500, son. You understand? And he thought I didn't understand. He said, you know what I say? I don't know what I'm doing here. He said, I'm up here. I ain't never getting nobody no $500. A whole $500. He talked to me, you know? I just said, listen, I know God will work with me, though. No, he $2,500. That only been a few months ago. He came right up in my chair. He had $500. He said, now, you got to understand, cuz. See, you my kinfolk. You got to understand, cuz, I ain't never going to buy no $500 at one time, sir. Something about to come back. When something come back, it make you give more on it. Watch this now. You know the scripture, but I want you to connect with this scripture in the facet of there are times God puts you in a position that you don't know what to do. He does that for a reason. He wants you to learn that you can trust him. When all the symptoms and the surroundings sound different. You have to know how to stand in those moments when you don't have the answer. Or you're not going to last in ministry long. You got to know how to stand strong at moments that look like everything going wrong. But you just know that you know that you know it's going to be all right. He whom I serve. That's what the Hebrew boy said. Is well able. I mean, the fire burning 7 times hotter. Ain't no time to be jerking you now. If you ain't got no real God, you about to fry, baby. But they say, the God who I serve, whom I serve, is well able. Heat it up some more, because he's well able. He did it too. But that time, that never lose, you will never lose your fear and your trembling. Not being fearful, but you never lose your fear and trembling. Because he's so awesome. See. And what it is a spiritual, dignified respect to have fear and trembling. Now Isaiah 50:4 position you to do what Ezekiel did. Ezekiel answered, Lord, die, know it. But you're going to have to be in an Isaiah 54 position to say that. Yeah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. The tongue of the learned does not come automatically. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear as to learn. If you don't hear as to learn, you can't speak as to learn. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. That's what it takes to be able to say what Ezekiel said. Ezekiel said, I don't have no spiritual dissertation. Lord, this thing is too tough for me. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. There are moments, look at me, there are moments in your life, there are moments in your ministry, and your family, everything, but I'm going to talk about ministry a minute. There are moments in your ministry, in my 43 years of experience, you don't know what to do. Now, when that moment comes, it's time to stop talking. It's time to stop visiting. You don't want nobody else talking to you at that moment. You're in a moment that you're trusting and waiting on the Lord. And he will do it in ways that you cannot explain. God has a tendency to make you look good when you know you're stupid. That's the only way I could explain it. Y'all, excuse me, that's the only way I could explain it. I'm talking about myself.
Me too.
You're dumbfounded in that situation. Why did this happen? What can I do about this? And God still make you look like a prince or a queen. He still let you keep your dignity. And you don't know what the next move is. Don't shout me now because I'm preaching good. I want you to look at somebody and say, Lord, my ministry have grown up in you. Lift your hand and thank God for it. But he's doing it, you see. Let's thank him for it. What he's sharing with us. The spirit. Oh my. The spirit. The spirit that the Holy Spirit is working with us this night is so precious. It's such a freedom. You have no idea the breakthrough that are taking place, the favor that is opening up. while we're in the presence of the Lord. The extension of favor, the hand of favor is upon us. The hand of favor is reaching and grabbing us to bring us to another destiny. How you receive that? You know the hand of the Lord is a hand of favor, right? And you know it's a hand of his goodness, right? Huh? That's what he told me to ask you. God is a question, God. Do you know some things been broken over your ministry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And listen, you've been dealing with it for years. You've been praying about it, you've been binding and loosing. But it just broke. Now, what I do, apostle, when it come back, tell it, no, you're not here no more. Y'all ain't understanding my language. No, you're not here no more. You don't have no power over me. You're broken. You're finished. You're through. I'm free. I got something else to do. I ain't got time to mess with you. Out of here. Shatalalabasha. Y'all can get ready, Leroy. I'm gonna close you in a minute. They missed their chance to shout. Verse 4, he says, unto me prophesy, Ezekiel 37, unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Now from this, I want to give you a principle, an insight the Lord gave me. And every pastor, every minister need to know this. How to deal with spiritual dryness. How to deal with spiritual dryness. These dry bones are representative of spiritual dryness. Dull. Dumbfounded. No life. It seems like you're preaching in vain. You can't get nothing to move. You need to know how to deal with that. Need to have some life, man. So how to deal with spiritual dryness. Now, what he told Ezekiel to do, and he said, what he said, verse 4, prophesy to these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, and you won't be dry no more. And so, after many years in the ministry, there's a scripture, you know it now, but there's a scripture that the Lord opened to me, 20, 25 years ago. And I understand it. That's part of the success of my ministry. I'm about to share it with you. Once I share it with you, you're probably going to know something about it. But I want you to understand that it deals with all type of spiritual dryness. It's a scripture that will put the drought out. Cause rain to fall in dry places. You know it, but after the night, it's going to be what you call, I remember in my early days of in life, when we were playing basketball, our bus, we used to call it Old Bessie. This is going to be your Old Bessie here. Now, I'm just telling you, I wasn't much of a player, and the reason I wasn't much of a player, and the reason I wasn't much of a student, I had junk on my mind. I got a good mind, I could study it, I could make A's. When I went to Bible college, I was a head student, made straight A's. The man over the school said, Thompson, come here. I said, yes, sir. He said, when I'm not here, you handle the class, you got it. It's something I wanted to do. John chapter 6. Oh, dry bone in every ministry, come alive. Right now. Every life, come alive. I prophesy over your ministry that your ministry will quit squeaking and stop leaking and stop and start leaping to places that you thought you couldn't go. Oh, dry bone in every ministry, I talk to you right now. Thus said the Lord, you shall live and not die. You shall flow. You shall grow. You shall manifest. You shall demonstrate. Your personal lives are about to change. And you're about to leap across need into dream. I call all your needs met, but your needs is now turning into an overflow.
Receive it.
Now consider, Pastor, it's no longer your need being met, but through the overflow, you have begun to meet other people's needs. There is coming the moment in your life that you're going to have to say to the Lord, Lord, hold up a little bit. Let me breathe a little bit. Let me catch my breath. Because he's going to be rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. He's going to be rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. I said he's going to be rolling and rolling. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Rolling and rolling in your life like never before. Shout the victory. Now I'm going to close here. We'll take up. I'm going to close here. This verse changed my life. I've been reading the Bible for years, but I didn't understand this. In John 6:63, this verse will change your life. This verse will deal with every dryness that you have in your life or your ministry. If you understand this verse, it's two verses you got to connect. You understand this verse and Romans 8:2 is all over. Because there are spiritual laws that operate the kingdom. And once you know how to function in those two verses, you becoming a master in the spirit world. Here in John 6:63, Jesus speak. He said, it is the spirit that makes alive quicker. Notice what he said. The flesh profits nothing. Now, what I really want you to see is the end. The words now, watch me now, because when I first got this revelation, something real dear here. That I speak to the masses. That I speak to the bishop. That I speak to the apostle, prophet, pastor. Look at somebody and tell them this personal, man. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life and they are supernatural. It's the spirit and the life of God is contained in the supernatural that kick out a law called a law of spirit and life in Christ Jesus. The law of sin and death must bow every man or woman is operating in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Your spiritual dryness tonight is over. You have the secret of the Spirit. Once the word come, it bring water, it bring rain, it bring rivers with it. Junior? Y'all do what y'all gotta do.